That's our coverage of Pella Christian Eagles basketball with our player of the game, Alex Pringle. And Alex, you can't describe Wells Fargo Arena maybe in one or two words, but just overall, what does this win mean? You know, leading at halftime, having to come back then in the fourth quarter and ice it.
Well, it's really great because coming back and winning, it really energizes the team and it puts a lot of momentum going into the next game. Who are we playing next?
You got Cascade.
They're a good team, but last year we played Western coming off a really emotional win like this, and that was something, and then we didn't play as well as we did in the next game. And so now that we see that from last year, I hope we improve, and this year we'll make it farther.
Well, and talk about really the first half of this game, and it seemed like you guys just came out and really controlled the tempo and played your game. What was the key, and what was Coach Hessing telling you guys before the game that really allowed you to get off to that fast start?
He was just trying to get us motivated, get us pumped up. I feel like we just came out a little bit more energized than the other team. We were trying to get in the lane, getting open shots, and knocking them down, really, and that's what led to our lead at half.
Well, and the other thing that I think I noticed, maybe compared to the other two games that I got to see you guys with Albia and with West Burlington, was not a lot of outside shooting really throughout the entire game until you needed it. How has that inside game really grown? Because you've been one of the keys where you're creating on the dribble, or you go in and kick it out, or you go in and take the layup. What has the growth of that inside game been like, and how was it a key in the first half?
Well, with us getting the ball inside, we are taking a lot more threes on the line instead of farther and farther back. We have a lot of good three-point shooters. And if we get them open shots instead of contested shots, it tends to fall more. And getting into the lane is really what opens up those shots.
And you mentioned the energy in the first half. Pella Christian, you guys coming out with a lot of energy out of the first half. But it seemed like Dyke New Hartford matched it and at times beat it in the third quarter. What did they change out of the halftime locker room that was causing you guys problems on offense?
I feel like they just got they rested a little bit during half. They were really tired in the second quarter, and that led us to outrun them and outpace them. And then the third quarter, they came out feeling down, and so they came out energized to really just come out and take the third quarter by storm.
How frustrating is it defensively to try and defend it when it's working for Dyke New Hartford, where they're launching passes on rebounds from here all the way to three quarters of the quarter of the way down over your pressure defense? How frustrating was that at times to try and keep up with it? Eventually you did in the fourth quarter, but did that really allow them to get some extra points because they were getting some easier buckets over your press?
Yeah, it was frustrating. We weren't getting back fast enough, and their wings were really running down the court, and that led to nice wide open layups, which you don't really miss very often.
Well, we're here with Alex Pringle recapping the Pella Christian victory 59-52 over Dyke New Hartford in the first round of the state tournament. And now start talking about the comeback, because it seemed like it was gradual early in the fourth quarter, and then eventually you kind of took them by storm there as it kind of snowballed in. What really allowed you guys to get back in the game after trailing by six?
Well, Levi started coming up with some really big steals, and it kind of just energized your team, and then everyone just pitched in, making their shots, free throws at the end of the game, and threes, I guess. We hit our threes at the end of the game, which always helps.
How big was that free throw shooting to turn it around? Because it looked like in the first part of that, especially in the third quarter, it really wasn't working, but then guys like Levi and Graham really helped you ice the game there.
Yeah. If making those free throws really made it so that Dyke had to make their baskets every time they came down the court, or else we were just going to keep, because if we make our free throws 100% of the time down there, they have to make their 100% of shots down here and way more high percent on wide open free throws.
And then maybe you had the play of the game. After a couple of missed buckets by your teammates Levi and Kendon, you come away with a big steal and a shot that gave you the lead by one. What was going through your head, A, after you saw your guys miss those rebounds, and when you got that steal and got that shot?
Don't miss.
Don't miss.
Yeah.
How big do you think that was, though, for momentum to get the lead back, and it seemed like your guys fed on that energy?
Yeah, it gave us the lead at the minute left, and that had made them start fouling and making those free throws really changed the game.
And you talked earlier here in this interview, and I'll kind of ask you a similar question, but now you've got Cascade, you've got the Psalm, they've got a lot of big, long kids out there. But maybe more importantly, as you mentioned, how are you going to keep this energy going and try to avoid the letdown that happened last year against Regina?
Well, enjoy the victory now, but as soon as practice starts tomorrow, focus our attention on Cascade and come out and just play with the same intensity we did.
Well, congratulations, Alex, on a great game, a great team victory. Thank you for joining us on the program, and we'll see you Thursday.
Yep, thank you.